Recorded Books Inspirational presents An Unabridged Recording of A Bride in the Bargain by Deanne Gist, narrated by Linda Stevens. This book is copyrighted 2009 by Deanne Gist. This recording is copyrighted 2009 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. And now, A Bride in the Bargain.
Chapter 1. Seattle, Washington Territory, April 1st, 1865. Attention, bachelors. Due to the efforts of Asa Mercer, you can now secure a bride of good moral character and reputation from the Atlantic States for the sum of $300. All eligible and sincerely desirous bachelors assemble in Dellum and Shorey's building on Wednesday evening. Joe Denton scoffed at the ad and scanned the rest of the page. The lopsided ratio of men to women once again filled the columns of the Seattle Intelligencer. Glancing at the mantel clock, he shifted on the maroon and gold sofa, then read the next page. The troops at Hatcher's Run now had a series of signal towers along their entire line, and almost every movement of the rebels could be observed. If Lee were to fall back in an effort to overwhelm Sherman, he would find Grant thundering close upon his rear. The door to the parlor opened, and the head of a small brown-haired boy poked around its edge.
"I thought that was you I saw coming up the walk. You here to see my pa?"
"I am." Sprout Roundtree stepped inside and hitched up his short pants, revealing scuffed knees. His stiff white shirt was untucked, grass-stained, and torn at the elbow.
"Looks like you've had a hard morning," Joe said.
Sprout puffed out his chest.
"I've been practicing to be a lumberjack, just like you."
"You have?"
A grin split his freckled face.
"I have. I chopped down Mama's tree out back all by myself."
Joe hesitated.
"That sapling, you mean? The Chinese pistachio your mother ordered from the Sandwich Islands?"
"I don't know. Just a minute, and I'll show you."
He darted out of the room and returned in another minute, holding what was left of his mother's pride and joy. Joe swiped a hand across his mouth.
"When did you do that, son?"
"This morning. I use my pa's axe. It sure is heavy. But I got big muscles for a boy my age. Everybody says so."
"They do."
"Yep. You want to see 'em?"
Without waiting for an answer, he strode right up between Joe's knees and flexed his little arm. It wasn't much thicker than the sapling he held, but Joe assumed a serious air and scrutinized the boy's arm, squeezed his muscle, then whistled.
"Very impressive."
The boy beamed.
"Let me see yours."
"I can't roll up my sleeve right now. I'm waiting to see your paw."
His little shoulders wilted.
"Aw, please?"
"Not today, Sprout."
"Could you let me squeeze it, then? You wouldn't have to roll up your sleeves for that."
Joe glanced at the slightly cracked door, then flexed, making his arm bulge. Sprout's hand couldn't begin to encompass the muscle, but he squeezed what he could, his eyes huge.
"Mine are going to be just like that someday."
Ruffling the boy's hair, Joe chuckled.
"I imagine they will. Until then, though, you might not want to chop down any more of your mama's trees. They aren't ready for the lumberyard just yet, and I'm not sure how she'd feel about your handling an axe."
"Then how am I going to learn lumberjacking?"
"Well, maybe your parents will let you come out to my place sometime and help me."
His face lit up.
"Can I go home with you today?"
Joe chuckled again.
"No, not today, but..."
"Sprout Roundtree..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?